Kumusta na po kayong lahat ng kaibigan, mga kapatiran? Sana po sa umagang ito ay we are ready to continue sa ating pangangaral sa salita ng Panginoon sa devotional natin, God's Word for today. Yesterday, we learned about Pilate having some kind of delusional view of his position and power. And because of that, na-blackmail siya. Na-blackmail siya ng mga Hudyo. Let's read these verses today. So John chapter 19, verses 12 to 15. Mula noo'y sinikap ni Pilato na siya'y pakawalan. Ngunit ang mga Hudyo ay nagsisigawang, "Kung pakakawalan mo ang taong ito, ay hindi ka kaibigan ni Caesar." Ang bawat nag-aangkin na siya'y hari ay nagsasalita ng laban kay Caesar. Nang marinig ni Pilato ang mga salitang ito, ay inilabas niya si Jesus at sila'y naupo sa hukuman sa dakong tinatawag na plataforma, sa Hebrew ay Gabasa. Noon ay paghahanda ng Paskwa at noon ay mag-ika-ka-anim na oras. Sinabi niya sa mga Hudyo, "Narito ang inyong hari." Sila'y nagsigawan, ilayo siya, ipako siya sa cross." Sinabi sa kanila ni Pilato, "Ipapako ko ba sa cross ang inyong hari?" Sumagot ang mga punong pari, "Wala kaming hari liban kay Caesar." At ibinigay ni Pilato si Jesus sa kanila upang maipako sa cross. Come on, we learn that si Pilato ay, he was really delusional that he has control over all the situation. He threatened and intimidated the Lord Jesus Christ that hindi ba ninyo alam that I can free you or I can crucify you. He thought that he was the ultimate person who was the same. Now, he was really disillusioned because of his power. And as we continue sa pagbasa sa ating talata this morning, apparently si Pilato ay makikita natin that he has no interest whatsoever in Jewish religious squabbles. Nakita niya si Jesus Cristo that he was not a political threat. Walang balak si Panginoong Kristo mag-rebelde against Rome. So ang ginawa niya, in order to appease, para lang mabigyan ng konsuelo yung mga tao, he scourged Jesus. He allowed the soldiers to hurt him as an attempt to negotiate with the crowd for his release. Pero anong nangyari? Only to find out that the angry crowd ay hindi papayag na siya po ay magkawalan or magkaroon ng kalayaan, kundi pinili nila si Barabbas to be free, not a sinless, guiltless Savior na si Panginoong Kristo. That's a sad state. Hindi alam ni Pilato that the crowd had orchestrated a political trap for him. Sa kanilang demanda na si Panginoong Kristo ay kailangan matulan na mamatay. Ang mga Hudyo alam nila kung ano po ka delikado ang pwesto ni Pilato this time. Sabi nila, "If you are not going to allow us to do what we want with this guy who threatened the nation of or the Roman Empire, you are not a friend of Caesar." So Pilate was blackmailed. Itong mob na to, itong mga tao na to who are cynical, who are angry, claim that they were motivated by their loyalty of the Roman Empire. Even sinabi nila na si Panginoong Kristo was claiming to be the king. Wala na po ibang king, kundi ba si Caesar. But Pilate understood na ang claim ni Panginoong Kristo na king is not for the temporal one. He said that my kingdom is not of this world. So si Pilato ay napuwersa na mamili dito. Mayroong kasabihan, a dramatic expression that he was like in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Either he can refuse to bow to the mob, release an innocent man, Jesus, and risk a riot. Or he can give in to the Jews, execute an innocent man, and maintain his position or power. Ano kaya ang pipiliin ni Pilato dito? Sadly, pinili ni Pilato that he will give in to the demands of the people. He sacrificed truth because he wants to stay in power. How many times nakikita tayo ng ganitong mga tao? Isakripisyo nila ang katotohanan basta lang manatili sila sa kanilang posisyon. We have just had our elections the other week and makikita natin na maraming mga nandoon sa pwesto na they sacrifice truth but just because they want to maintain power. And I think isang rason dito is because ang isang tao na makatikim ng kapangyarihan, it's addictive. Sabi pa nila, if you are there, you don't want to come down. Now, mayroong kasabihan that it's always the right time to do the right thing. Basta gagawa tayo ng kabutihan o tama na gagawin, tamang oras talaga yon. Pero kung katulad tayo ni Pilato, we are vacillating, you know, I want to do what is right, yet I want also to stay in power. I want to be favorable to the people. I want to be favorable to the king. This is very difficult, really. To do the right thing would be extremely difficult. Kung ang isang tao po ay, he is after his power and position. And like Pilate, kung isang tao ay ganito, indecisiveness would be the result, hindi ba? Doing the right thing in many cases is humbling. Kung gagawa tayo ng kabutihan, it's humbling. It's not our rights and reputation na ating primarily concern. Is it? Hindi ba si Panginoon Kristo? Kaya nga, kung katulad ni John the Baptist, at the outset it said, he must increase, but I must decrease. John 3 verse 30. So, makita natin ang buhay ni John the Baptist later. He spoke the truth, even though na it cost his life. He was beheaded because of his stance for the truth. Si Pilato was conflicting and confused. In opposite, si Jesus was calm and composed dito. He was silent. He did not, you know, exert his power and authority. Bakit ba na ganito si Panginoon Kristo? Hindi katulad ni Pilato. Because we know that he was committed to one thing, doing the Father's will. Doon pa sa garden when he was praying before he was captured, he has resolved that there was one thing to do regardless of the pain that he will experience. Kaya nga doon sa garden when he prayed, he said this in Matthew 26 verse 39, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Alam niya na ang kupa ng sufferings ay hindi niya maiwasan. It was so hard for him. He was struggling for it, but eventually he resolved. Hindi sa aking kalooban, kundi sa kalooban mo, aking Ama. Well, this is the sad story of Pilate. He was almost there to confronted and had a time with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. Yet, he wasn't able to see him as the Savior. He only saw him as a prisoner na pinagalitan ng mga Hudyo. Nothing more, nothing less. So, sa umagang ito, I hope na hindi tayo magpa-blackmail because we have already resolved in our hearts to do the right thing no matter what. We know kung nandito ang conviction natin to do the right thing, di tayo mahirapan. But if we are playing in our lives, we want to hold power. At the same time, we want to please the Lord. That's really impossible. That's really a hard and difficult task to do, because there are many, many times that we will be humbled because we have to relinquish our rights just to do the right thing. Manalangin tayo. Thank you, Lord, for your word today. Thank you for this story about the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ and all the story and the narratives that happened, Lord, many years ago. And itong mga storya na to ay continues to bless us, continues to remind us, and sa aming pangangaral sa salita ng Panginoon sa umaga ito, Lord, sana hindi namin malimutan itong mga prinsipyo na to. Help us, Lord, that we will not be hearers of your word only, but be doers. In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.